O'Hero Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hero Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hero Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hero Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface quartz with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose, as your topic, fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
Now. This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And guys, welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 10-4. The team, myself, Captain Jason Prieto in the studio. Neil Taylor, what's up, my man? Been a couple weeks.
I know.
When you go left, I go right. When I go right, you go left lately. What's up with that?
I don't know. I haven't seen you in a long time.
We both went right today.
Yep.
Well, hey, good thing is, it's always fun talking fishing with Neil. I learned a couple things. Learned about your 7-Eleven brawls and
yep,
all kinds of crazy stuff. You're getting violent in your old age there, ain't you?
Well, you know, sometimes people act like jerks. And
hey, you did a good deed.
When they do it in front of me, I usually get involved.
You like confrontation? No. Well, it's been a pretty good week of fishing, and been catching a lot of fish on the South Shore. How's your bite? You've been fishing Clearwater area, right?
Nope, I've been fishing St. Petersburg, and we're averaging 100 fish a trip.
What kind of fish are you catching? You catch 100 fish?
Pinfish. No, we're not.
How bad are the pinfish right now?
The pinfish are not bad anywhere where I'm fishing.
Oh, my God.
They're not bad at all.
I think they're all on where I'm fishing.
Seriously, a month ago, we were losing like 30 plastic tails a day to pinfish. The past 3 weeks or so, we're only losing 4 or 5 tails a day.
They're all on the South Shore.
They went to you.
Oh, my gosh, man. It's like we've been catching a bunch of juvenile snook, and we're getting some trout on the South Shore at least. Red fishing has not been good. I found the school one day, and then they're gone the next.
Yeah.
Getting cobia, the snapper fishing has been phenomenal. Getting a few cobia, sharks. I haven't done much tarpon. I'm kind of burnt out on tarpon this year. Travis, I talked to Captain Travis today, actually, and he's done well on tarpon. So it's been a good summer bite. The weather's been hot. It's actually been nice this week with the wind we've had, but been somewhat hot. But it's been a dry summer.
Yep.
Been a dry summer. It's funny. Remember last year, Neil, everybody was, oh, my gosh, we're flooding. We're having this. It's called nature.
Yep.
Works its way. Nature has
its
way.
Around. We may end up getting a lot of rain the rest of the summer.
Yeah,
could hit a wetter pattern.
We're way drier than we were last year. Because I remember last year in July, we're sitting there thinking, are we getting dumped on at 6 in the morning?
Yep.
And, but it's been, fishing's been good. You know, we had a full moon this past week, and I was a little concerned about how the bite was going to be on the backside of the moon for me, and it actually didn't skip a beat. And I actually related it to, and I know that the summer moons aren't as much as the winter moons, so to speak, and that's as per Neil. I remember you always say, the moon's not that big of a deal in the summer. And I thought about that this week. We
killed them on this full moon.
Yeah, well, even after the moon. Usually
and
after
to
the
answer
moon,
your
always,
question, I've had action trips where it's a lot of out-of-town people, so It's catch as many fish as you can catch, so it's 99% trout.
Yeah.
The trout bite's just huge.
Trout fishing's been not so good on the South Shore. We've been catching some in the mix of getting the
You're too far away from the Gulf.
Yeah, you know, you're getting
the places I'm fishing, we're getting a lot of Gulf water rushing in, and the trout fishing's great. It has been the whole summer.
Yeah, we're getting some, but they're kind of bycatch. Also getting some nice flounder. It's been fishing has been good. The bait's been easy. It's small in the flats. Definitely need to get your quarter-inch net, but
we have not caught a flounder in about a month.
I caught some this week.
I have not been over the Skyway Bridge, though. I know I'd be catching some if I was down there, but above the Skyway Bridge.
Yeah, you're usually pretty good at getting flounder.
But these locations I'm fishing normally catch some flounder. We have not caught a single flounder in like a month.
Wow.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah, because we've caught like 10 or so in the last 3 weeks just in between doing other stuff. But I was a little shocked this week, though, Neil. We were talking fishing, and I told Travis, I said, man, I think the snook fishing is going to slow down a little bit. And I think the...
What snook? We don't have any snook.
There's plenty on the South Shore, I can tell you that. We got a lot. There's a lot of future snook there, I can tell you that. At times, you can't get away from them over there. But, it all depends on there. We've talked about this plenty of times. And St. Pete is still a struggle, because when I fish over there, there's some big fish, but they just don't have the numbers over there.
The numbers are dwindling because these people are fishing them, and they're fishing it in areas where there's problem dolphin. And I see them. They're out there. I'm leaving them alone. I know where they are.
Dolphin are bad in
safety. There's not that many snook there, and these guide boats are getting on them, and every snook they catch and let go, the dolphin torture and kill it. When you only have 100 fish and you're feeding 6 of them per day to the dolphin, you're cutting down on the total number of snook there in a bad way.
The dolphin in our area, they don't really, you'll see them, but they don't, it's not like St. Pete. The birds are the same way. I don't know what it is about St. Pete.
There's areas down south where it's bad, too. Down south, they have more snook overall. But areas around here where we've got those dolphin that are that way, they are causing a great dwindling in the number of snook we have, in a number that's already very small.
It's funny you said about dolphin. I have had dolphin rarely harass me out there with snook, and when I have seen them do something like that with snook, they don't go after the snook like they do a mullet. It's almost like they mess with the snook. I've seen them actually grab one before on a shoreline where they don't really eat it. It's like they just antagonize them, throw them in the air. They don't really, I've even seen them, they don't kill them. But where they go after the dog, like a jack or a mullet, they're a lot more aggressive on it. I never understood that. But, I mean, you're right. You got to keep an eye on that stuff when you're fishing. And we don't have that problem on the South Shore. I can rarely, there's one particular spot at the mouth of the river that it's kind of known. Like dolphins, for whatever reason, hang right there. And you have, whatever you're fishing for, you have to realize that, the dolphin are there. And you got to and be aware of it and try to stop them. But the dolphin in St. Peter are just much more aggressive. They blow through your cast nets. They're out there where the bait is. They're around where the fish are. It's just a different. I have to relate it to they have figured out to follow the boats. I mean, they literally know to follow the boats.
There's an old time captain told me said he said I would guarantee you a lot of those dolphin that are like that were in captivity. And I would tend to agree with him. And I think when a dolphin's taken into captivity, it should never be released into the wild again. It's been fed by humans all that time.
So your theories are used to being around humans and
they're
not
being fed by humans.
So that when
they
see humans,
it out.
Yeah, I got you. That would make sense. I didn't even know they release them back in the water like that.
They do. After they rehabilitate them. If they can, they'll let them go.
Oh, yeah, the programs. But anyhow, back to fishing. Yeah, we were talking about the moon. I was thinking, well, the snapper bite's going to get better on this moon, and probably the snook fishing will slow as it typically does on a full moon. It really didn't. The snapper fishing's been kind of tough leading into this moon.
Hmm.
You'll see him, he's so chum. I mean, we had hundreds of snapper behind the boat this week,
But you throw a bait in there, and even I was doing it.
I haven't done any snapper fishing. August will make 3 years since I baited a hook.
We'll have to, I need to get you out there snapper fishing one day. It's fun. We had some 22, 23-inch snapper, and you talking about...
Yeah, those are nice.
Oh, and they, I tell you what, the fight on them is just unbelievable. I'm surprised we're getting like 15-inchers on the flats sometimes. You're not getting any on the flats?
We were about 3 months ago. We were getting a couple on the lures, but I don't think we've caught a snapper in probably 3 weeks.
That's crazy, because, I mean, the South Shore, we've got, I mean, today we're...
I haven't been on the South Shore in over 4 weeks.
Yeah, you usually fish down south over there, and I haven't even ran south of Port Manatee.
I'm on such a big school of trout in St. Petersburg, I haven't been going anywhere else. I've been going to the same place every day for, like, 5 weeks.
So have I. It's like... That I don't know how your fishing has been up that way. It's like I got like four spots that are super duper productive, and then everything else is just dead. Like,
yeah.
Nothing. Like I've gotten kind of. And we got about 2 minutes here, Neil. But I've gotten kind of bored, you know, at times. And the clock man.
Yeah, I started this a few weeks ago. It gives me the 2 minute signal. I'm putting it on my phone. And I've been right on, so it has to make it easy on Gerardo.
He's getting smart in his old age, G. But, so yeah, you know, it's been like four spots. I just tried other stuff because I've kind of gotten bored. I'm like, man, let's go fish somewhere else. And, you know, I get my fish, go move on, and not beat it up too much. But I've been really good on other places. I've seen fish, I just don't want to bite. So, but, guys, we're going to take a little break, but don't forget our official website of the radio show. catmel.com, and we're going to talk a little about the site. We're going to talk about iCast Review, as me and Travis were there this past week. And don't forget, though, check us out on catmel.com. Go there. Neil always gets the forms, goes to the forms and gets the podcast on there. You can get us on the Podomatic app if you want to get our podcast. Or check us out on facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. We're going to pay some bills. When we get back, we're talking more fishing. Captain Jason Prieto and Neil Taylor. We'll be right back.
The ultimate convenience in organic food delivery is at your computer. OrganicHealthyMe.com is America's first choice for home delivery of organic, natural food, personal care, and pet products. All of the non-GMO verified foods, coconut products, and vegetables at deep, deep discounts. Go to OrganicHealthyMe.com to see daily specials from brands you're familiar with, such as Bar Harbor, Amy's, Eden, Enjoy Life, and many more. Hundreds of brands to choose from, all delivered to your door on time, at your convenience. No more hassle running around town to try to find your favorite natural and organic foods or personal care items. Your pet will love the variety and healthy products. Go to OrganicHealthyMe.com for a food delivery service you'll use many times over. OrganicHealthyMe.com, fueling the food revolution. OrganicHealthyMe.com is endorsed and featured on News Talk Florida and SportsTalkFlorida.com.
The Skyway Fishing Piers, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers. The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
And welcome back to our tides and weather segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, Captain Jason Prieto and Neil Taylor, the Kayak King, is in the studios. And right now we're on the tides and weather. And we're going to let Neil do it. Because, Neil, it's always comical to hear your weather report. It really is. It's the same thing every week.
Hey, it's going to be hot. You're going to sweat when you go out there. It's going to be hot.
Hydrate yourself.
Drink a little water. Wet your shirt down to stay cooler. That's the weather.
Well, how about the tides? Be a little more accurate on the tides.
A little more accurate on the tides. Tides are still good today. Tides are okay tomorrow. Then the tides are pretty bad the rest of the week. The tides will start to get better towards next weekend. As
new moon.
A little closer to the new moon.
Love that pre-new moon bite.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say we got the period, say between Tuesday and Saturday, the tides are just pretty bad. And then we're on the upswing on the new moon tides for the following week. So
let's talk a little about the tides, Neil. It's not all a bad thing. I mean, well, if you're on the flats, it can be tough. But I typically shift out to the middle of the bay and do my snapper fishing on the slower tide. You have some moving water out there, but it's not rushing, so it's easier to get
the bait. I just correctly called a check swing.
I was wondering what you were doing. I thought you were loading up.
We got a baseball game up here in the corner of the studio. The guy came around, the home plate umpire didn't see it, and he went down, and I rung him up.
Yeah, you're trying to throw somebody out from the studio.
Who are you talking to? What are you looking at?
But, you know, the snapper fishing is a good option when you got slower tides, because you have some kind of water movement out there, and you'll typically get the snapper to fire off, and it's actually easier to fish in between the tides than
yeah.
slower tides.
Well, it depends on what you're fishing for all the way around. If you're after redfish, you're better off making redfish trips when you have better tides.
Absolutely.
You are going to struggle to catch them when the tides aren't as good.
This year, I struggled to catch them no matter what the tide is. It has not been a good
redfish year. It's been a weird redfish year.
It has.
Anyway, speckled trout, you can catch speckled trout no matter what the tide is.
What don't they eat?
They eat everything, and they do not care as much if the water's moving. Now, you'll have easier action when the water's moving good. So on this full moon, I had one guy caught 110 fish in a three-hour trip. That's a pretty good clip to be catching almost 40 fish an hour.
Yeah.
That's catching a lot of fish. So the fish were real happy, real aggressive on this full moon. But we've had a lot of 70, 80 fish days, and those are all four-hour trips because that's the longest I'm going to stay out there this time of year.
I tell you what, people have been calling me. I had a guy last week, it's pretty funny, actually, he said, called me, he's like, I want to book a full day. I said, listen, man, I said, I get paid more in a full day.
Me too.
Usually four or six is plenty. Four is plenty right now. We catch a lot of fish, get back to the dock at 12, and he says, well, let's go ahead and do the six. By the time we got out there, he cut it down to four. So the guy went from booking an eight-hour trip to four-hour because they were hot, and we caught a lot of fish.
Talk people into it. I say, just do the four-hour. If you're really enjoying it and the fish are still biting, we can stay out there another 2 hours. But I said, you're probably going to see that after 4 hours, the bite's going to be getting slower, and you're going to be feeling hot, which means it's better if you get in the air conditioner.
Well, you're in and the thing about you, too, is you have the paddle. It ain't like you can crank. I can crank my boat up and get a little bit of air, cool off.
Yeah, although the other trade-off is, in a kayak, you're right next to the water, so you know what I'm doing every 10 minutes?
You tell your clients to drink the water?
No.
To hydrate them?
drink
the salt water so you stay hydrated.
That's not good. No, every 10 minutes I take my hat, I dip it in the water, and I put it on my back on my head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to. You've got to keep your body temperature somewhat down. I mean, it's been nice.
It's been hot. You know what I've been doing before I leave the house? I get dressed in the morning. And I get in the shower, and I get wet.
Wet your clothes down.
I wet my clothes down, and then for the drive down, I'll have the window down, and I'll be like, and I'll be chilling my body temperature down a little. I don't need to run the air conditioner to do it, but the air coming in through the window and the wet clothes, my body temperature is going down just a little. So,
and we call this segment the Neil Unorthodox Way.
Yeah. But it works. And I finished.
So how does it work out in your van with a wet, soaking wet seat every morning?
Oh, I've got a seat cover.
Is it waterproof?
It is. So when I get there, I hang the seat cover on the roof rack.
No, you do realize somebody's listening to this right now. And they're saying, this guy is crazy.
Uh-huh. But it works. But you know what? Even if I didn't have the seat cover thing, I would still do it.
See, I missed this. It's been like 3 weeks and I haven't had the conversation with you like this.
Yep.
You're always full
this
of surprises.
This is what I do.
See, what you need to do, guys, is before you go to your boat or your kayak, jump in the shower with your clothes on. Don't worry that your wife might think you're crazy. And then get in her car, go to the boat dock. That's hilarious.
But you may be quoted as saying, because you may run into someone in the morning, if you do what I do, you may be quoted as saying, I didn't wet my pants. I did this on purpose.
But what Neil's trying to say in a complicated way is, keep hydrated and stay cool. I think that's what he's trying
stay
to
wet.
Say.
Stay
yeah.
wet.
Just stay wet.
Yeah.
Don't drink the salt water. That's our tip of the week.
That's a bad idea.
What's been the hot bite on the artificial? What baits have you been using?
The Slam R. 12-fathom Slam R.
Every time I ask
the best
you say
bait.
The same bait.
Well, normally, I would say yesterday is the most bait fish I've seen all year. I mean, we were fishing in an area that literally had 5 acres of bait fish. It may be a couple years since I've seen that much bait fish in one spot. When you have that, usually that mullet's a better bait.
Something different.
But we've been trout fishing, so the Slam R, you'll catch fish on it when you're not moving it at all.
Yeah.
When you're using the mullet, you need to swim it. So I just kind of stuck with the Slam R. They'll pretty much eat anything they see anyway.
It's funny you said about bait, and I know it was all, we had some spots where I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this fry bait. And then it thinned out a little bit. But
where I am, these baits are all adult. I mean, these
are the
big
stuff.
Ones.
Are they threat fins or
no,
greenbacks?
They're greenbacks.
Really? That's interesting.
They're big.
Yeah, our bait's been all small, but it's been pretty cool. We're up on some of these flats.
You could run your boat up there, and you could throw your net once, leave your boat in the water, and you'd have enough bait for 2-3 days.
Wow.
This amount of bait is impressive.
The We've actually had, and a lot of our bait's small. There's a good mix, though, for this time of year. We typically expect small bait on the South Shore. There is some bigger bait on the markers, but it's very hard to get. Travis has been getting it for tarpon, but to be honest with you, a lot of the fish, they're eating the small stuff, and it works great for snapper.
Yeah.
I've been getting some bigger stuff in the mix, which is good. But so we had a bunch of this bait, like you're saying, you know, like a good, solid mix of, you can see the bait on top, and these snook are actually coming and hitting and free jumping on the bait. And you had small juvenile snook that would just come in these schools and get in a feeding frenzy. And it was really cool. It's something you don't
see. The acrobats this week have been the lizard fish. Those bait fish schools have been pretty thick all week. Yesterday, the thickest I've seen all year. But, the needlefish are always tearing through them. But the real fun acrobatic ones we've seen are lizard fish. They're darting through them.
Tell me if I'm wrong. You'll be able to tell me if I'm right or wrong next week. Well, I always say when bait gets that thick, it's about to move or do something. And it's usually right around the moon phases. We'll have it on the markers. And you'll roll up that marker sometimes, and you look, you're like, oh, my God, they can't pull a net in the boat off one throw. And then usually you'll have a moon come and go, and then all of a sudden everybody's struggling. But it's good to see. The bait hatch has been good this year. Bait hadn't been that small. I mean, it's been a good summer for fishing. Fishing's been good.
Fishing's been very good for me.
Water temperatures, actually, some of these showers.
We've only had one day that, to me, was like a summertime bite where the fish were unhappy. And I've been out almost every day.
Yeah,
we've only had one day where the fish were just down and they just didn't want to do anything.
Even through some of the slower tides, it's just they are ready to eat. The moons don't slow them. It's been a very, very good summer, and the weather's been consistent. We haven't had morning thunderstorms. We've actually had a little bit of wind. It's been really nice, really nice. And, Neil, we got On the backside of the break, we're going to talk a little about ICAST. I know you wasn't there, but...
I went last year. In fact, I think I went 2 years in a row.
Yeah, you went with me.
I didn't have any interest in going again.
Yeah, and I knew that. It was good. I think we're going to have some future show sponsors.
That's good.
Hoping we might end up having a real big new sponsor coming up. We'll have to announce that down the road. But it was a good show, and we'll talk a little about the break. We'll talk a little about that. They've got the new section that they list where you put the new products.
Yeah.
It's almost hilarious going in there, some of the stuff you see. It's like, you probably should have consulted with somebody before you put that much effort to make it. It's like, there's some great stuff, then there's some stuff that's just off the wall. But, you know, we'll have to get into that.
That's what was funny, because I took Craig from 12 Fathom through there. And so we stopped in two different spots, and it was his baits that were ripped off exactly.
That's crazy.
Two of their new products that these companies were pushing in, ICAST was featuring, cease and desist on them immediately.
Yeah, well, that's just not good. People need to come up with their own ideas and not copy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, guys, don't forget, you can check us out on the web, on the interweb. Go to capmel.com, our official website of the radio show. Plenty of guides to, if you're looking for a guide, it's a good place to look. Articles.
Fishing clubs,
a wealth of...
Dancing girls.
Well, you ain't got that section done yet, have you?
I'm working on it.
Anyway, capmel.com, we also got our podcast on the forum. Neil puts them up weekly. You can also check us out on facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Or you just download the Podomatic app. And we're also on iTunes, guys. If you got an Apple and you want to catch us on the iTunes app, you can get us on that as well. We're taking a little break. We get back. We'll do the Come On Man segment. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Sports Talk Tampa with the team. We'll be right back.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have: durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you'd like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com. Or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584. The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628.
Well, guys, welcome back to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040. The team, myself, Captain Jason Prieto at the helm. Neil Taylor, the guide, the kayak maniac, is in the live well.
I'm drowning in here.
He's drowning in here. And, guys, right now, if you're just
tuning
in,
these little fish are attacking me.
As always, we're talking fishing. We're going to be talking ICAST on this break a little bit, on this segment. Sorry, not break. And, but first, we've got to do the Come On Man segment. And, Neil, I've got one, but I'll let you go with one.
You do yours first. Mine's not that good.
So you want to one-up me?
Yeah.
Is that what this is? So this week, you know, fishing, and we're at the end of a long spring run, and I'm not getting any younger and kind of tired. We leave one spot, going to another one. I see this boat probably 500 yards away. The guy, he's in the no motor zone on plane. Then he stops. I mean, he's like 500 yards away. Well, the area I was going to is around the no motor zone, so you're not. So I just jumped up on plane. We're going to go snapper fish on this particular wall. I mean, again, the guy's 500 plus yards away. So I pull in there. I didn't know what he was doing. I mean, he was stopped. Or if he was, or he's slow idling, one or the other. So the guy comes in behind me, and I thought, well, that's kind of close. And we start fishing, catching some snapper, and he comes back down, and he swings back around, and he says, that was nice of you to cut me off. And I said, what? He's in his tower. I mean, he comes, like, right next to me, I had clients. He goes, yeah, you'd have to cut me off right there. And I said, cut you off? You're 500 yards away. I didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah.
And then he just gooses it, throws it on plane. Come on, man. I mean, I didn't need to cut them off. We didn't caught a ton of fish. I was just trying to get some snapper, and I didn't know, you know. And, you know, it's like, and then he, you know, I almost said, look, if it's that big of a deal, here, you want to fish right where I am, that's fine. And, I you know, he got all mad, and I'm like, what's the point? And the here's the worst part of it is, 20 yards behind me, if he would have anchored, is where most of the fish were. There was a snapper on one side.
There's so many people out there that don't have any idea where the fish are.
And he was mad.
And you can tell that by watching them.
Well, I was trying to get snapper, and the snapper on one side of the wall, and to the left, there's a bunch of snook, there's some trout, and so on. And all he had to do was go, and he would have been really close to me, but I wouldn't have said anything. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's just people, man. It's like they get out of the water nowadays, and they're just miserable. Like, is it that big of a deal that you only know one spot? I didn't cut him off. I wouldn't do it. Yeah, if he was going there, I couldn't read his mind. It's funny how people just get
anchored up. And so, hey, all this area on both sides of us, it's wide open. So there's these kayaks coming, and I said to the two guys that were with me, I go, what do you bet these douchers are going to want to go right in front of where you're fishing? And so they laughed. And so these guys are coming closer, and I said, I got these guys fishing right here. Could you swing way around us? And the people didn't say anything. They just looked at us, and I go, and they kept coming straight at us, and I go, do you speak English? And they said yes, and I go, can you go around us? I got these guys catching fish right here. And so they didn't go around us. They went straight through where these guys were making casts. After all that, not once, but twice,
yeah.
I said, I got these people fishing here. So anyway, I let them have it. When they're going by and they're going to go right, I mean, they pass within yards of us. And so I let them have it for it. And I just told these guys after they were through, I go, pull up your anchors and move 20 yards left. And that's all they did, and they were still catching fish. But they were laughing the rest of the day because they're like, Neil, I don't know what more you could do. You asked them to go around, and then you asked them if they spoke English, and then you asked them to go around, and you found out they spoke English, and they still went right through us.
Yeah, well, there's dumb people everywhere, even on the water, unfortunately.
That I'd say I don't understand it.
Well, the fact of the matter is you're always going to have run-ins with somebody. You're not always, but you're going to have some kind of confrontation on the water. It's like, if you're just polite about it or nice, a lot of times it's fine. You know, maybe they didn't know you were fishing there. And you say something, I'm sorry, let me go around. Obviously, they didn't do that. But you know, there's occasions where maybe somebody's not paying attention. I mean, I had an instance where I told you with a kayaker last year. I was coming around the Meisner Bridge, and I swung. I was in a rush. I was running late. And when I came around the corner, the kayaker was sitting behind, probably like you drumfish.
Yeah.
Was sitting directly behind one of them big square barricades. And as soon as I came around, I'm like, oh, crap, I seen him. And I throttled down. And I was somewhat close to him, but not like to where I'd, you know, I'd throw a wake. And I said, hey, man, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. He goes, nah, it's okay, no big deal. But he wasn't in a real good place for, you know, but he was probably expecting somebody to come around there because of where he was. But my point being is, you know, I came kind of close to him by accident. I apologize. No big deal. He went upon his fishing, and I went upon running my trip. So I think that's the big thing. Everybody's going to run in across each other one time or another. Just do the right thing.
Yeah,
and
like
you won't
I
be
said,
on the Come On Man segment.
Like I said, we didn't care. I thought it was funny because I laid it out as a blueprint. You know, all you have to do is go around us, and they just went right through us anyway. It was like they're so thick in the head that you just couldn't tell them anything. But I told these other guys, I go, just move over 20 yards. It's not going to ruin us any. The fish are going to be, they're probably not going to be right where they just paddled through, but they'll just scoot over a little. So we scooted over a little too, and we kept catching fish. So
well,
it wasn't that big a deal.
We've always said this on the show. There's dumb people in kayaks. There's dumb people in boats. There's dumb people in cars. There's just dumb people.
Dumb people are equally distributed.
Yes, you're right. And unfortunately, we have to deal with them. We as a fishing group, not we as us on the radio. Yeah. Everybody has to tolerate them. And we
have them as elected officials. We got them everywhere.
Yeah, that's where it all starts. But anyways, Neil, give a little review of ICAST. So me and Captain Travis, and he was going to come in and do radio with us, but it's his wife's birthday, and I told him, don't worry about it, man. Go. They were doing some, and happy birthday to his wife, Catherine.
Yes.
So he was actually not a big birthday. He's like, I'm not big on birthdays, but his
wife's family is.
Family was going to do something, so he's like, oh, okay. And he actually like, man, I'll come in if I need to. No, don't worry about it, man. Go do your thing. So, So, me and Travis got a chance to go to ICAST, and it was a nice show. There was a lot of familiar faces, seeing the guys from St. Croix, Rich and Chris, and stopped over seeing Dan from Daiwa. Daiwa's got some new stuff coming out that I need to tell you about, the Saltus. They've revamped the Saltus and brought it down to 2,500 reels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got the Mag Seal technology. They've also got what is it? It's a heavier reel though, which might be effective. It's aluminum. It's not a graphite, which might be an issue with you. I don't know how you are with it. It's not a heavy reel, but it's heavy compared to a ballistic. You know what I'm saying?
I got no problems with the ballistic. I got six more, and all my old ones, I've got ballistics from 3 years ago that are still running like new.
Well, they're like that one, but a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
But they make, what's nice is they're making that Saltus now from it's either 2000 series or 2500. It starts at all the way to 6500. So I will probably revamp my entire lineup of reels. Which I run Saltus for tarpon. They're great reels. They've changed some stuff on the handles. They brought the Mag Seal technology into them. But the Saltus, they brought the Saltus lineup. The new BGs are officially released, which I did some testing with. And it's going to be a real good reel that's in the $100 range, which is nice. A really, really good reel. It's also aluminum body, though.
What's that called?
It's the BG2. Remember the old BG reels?
Yeah.
It's the BG2s, but they're redesigned. They don't look like the old BGs. But, so Daiwa's got some new stuff coming out. Ran across some really neat companies. 13 Fishing was one that seemed like a pretty cool rod reel company and they're based right out here out of Tampa. I thought they were pretty, which I thought was cool. That's why I actually just stopped in to talk to them. And, in the new section, we seen some crazy stuff over there, man. They had this net contraption, man. The way it was designed, me and Travis were just like, we picked the net up and we're like, can you imagine Danny netting his mackerel with this thing? And it was, you would have to see a picture of it, Neil. It was kind of oblong to where it was so odd that it really, you just couldn't use it. And it's like, and I think retail was, I don't know, $100 or something crazy. They had some configurations of the nets were different. They had some good, I'm trying to think of some good products. They had some new hooks that came out that looked pretty cool that were in between circles and regulars. They changed the gapping on them. Daiichi had a new hook out that was pretty cool. Trying to think what else we had over there. I don't know. We're going to talk more about it. I'll think about it between the break. Guys, don't forget, again, if you'd like to do a charter with us, Neil, give your number direct out.
727-692-NEIL. 6345.
Now that's funny.
I was dating the Sprint girl. Got to pick my own number.
Dating the Sprint girl. And guys,
If you There's your trivia for the week.
Or you can get us on our Premier Guys number, 813-373-2610. Don't forget, check our podcast out, and that is on the Podomatic app or our official website of the radio show, capmel.com. You also have facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Go on there, like our page, sign up for the form on Capmel, and get involved in the fishing community. There's plenty of literature on both to keep you busy for hours. Right now, we're taking a little break. We get back and give the captain's tip of the week and follow up with some more talk on ICAST. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohiro's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohiro fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohiro fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box.
See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Okay, here we go, people.
This is The Herd.
Where are you again?
With Colin Cowherd.
The Cavs general manager hinted that Kevin Love's not going to be traded. And he shouldn't be traded. Forget the fact, as I said last week, that in Game 7 on the road, biggest game in Kevin Love's life, he got 14 rebounds. So 14 times the ball was up for grabs, and Kevin Love 14 times said, "Here, LeBron, it's your ball," instead of Draymond Green saying, "Here, Steph, it's your ball." That's kind of a big deal. But what happened to Kevin Love was, and this is what happens in America now, we overreact to everything. You're saying Kevin Love was a liability against Golden State in the finals. You know who else was a defensive liability in the finals? Steph Curry. Want to get rid of him? Kevin Love's your Horace Grant. He can be your third or fourth best player on certain nights. You need 14 rebounds, he'll get them. Need 14 points, he'll get them.
This is The Herd.
Sports Talk, 1040 The Team. Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Twitter. Tweet it. Tweeting.
Stay up to date with the most in-depth coverage of your favorite teams. Follow Sports Talk Florida on Twitter at Sports Talk FLA and like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1040 The Team, powered by NBC Sports.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
Welcome back to our last episode of the show.
The sound effects segment.
See, you should not give him coffee. Don't give him coffee.
It was Red Bull.
Red Bull, coffee, whatever you took, don't take no more of it. 5 hour energy just kicked in.
Yeah.
Guys, this is our captain's tip of
the
week.
Hey, do you know that the radio station's on 8th Avenue and the pub's on 8th Avenue?
What is it? What a coincidence.
Uh-huh. It's a different 8th Avenue, but...
Where did you come up with that? That's not our captain's tip.
I'm just looking at the sign. It's 800 8th Avenue here, and I'm leaving here.
You've been coming here for 4 years. You just realized that it's on 8th Avenue.
And I'm going to 200 8th Avenue, but in Safety Harbor.
Give us the captain's tip of the week, Neil, and that's not it.
Captain's tip of the week, get a pizza from 8th Avenue Pub.
No.
Oh, no, that's
not
it.
They got pizza there, too?
Yeah, they do. They've got a stone-fired oven, so they've got the wings are really good and the pizza's really good. I got to get you up
there.
The
beer's cold?
Yeah. They've got like 15 beers on tap. They have everything you could possibly want in the cooler. They've got mixed drinks.
Can they move that over closer to Apollo Beach, and then you can slide over there, and we can go?
Hey, they would probably make it a chain. I could talk to Mike. We could open one there.
They need some good places over there.
Yeah.
Apollo Beach is cool, but there's not a lot around there.
Yeah, we gotta get together at Captain Mel's Social and do it at the 8th Avenue Pub.
Yeah,
so
we'll have to do that. We need to come up for that. We're starting to get hit our slower season. And, yeah.
I got a lot of people asking about the site. The site is alive with viewers. The forums are not that alive with posters. A lot of that had to do with, I did that changeover when Clay redid the site. And a lot of people just don't want to reset their password. You know, people are lazy and... But I'll get people posting again, but that part will come back, and I'm going to get some events together. I'm going to get some more monthly tournament stuff going, and there'll be more interest in the site again. I just haven't had time to do anything.
Well,
there's only so many hours in a day.
When you're fishing and doing what we do, it's work.
And this time of year, I mean, I'm cooked. I got an off day tomorrow, and I need it. You know what I'm going to do? Absolutely nothing. I'm staying in the air conditioning.
It's a good thing.
And I'll get through my last two charters, and then I get to go on vacation.
Is that our captain's tip of the week? Stay in AC?
My captain's tip of the week, don't go fishing every single day. Stay in the air conditioning part of the time.
I agree. I had a little spurt last week where during the weekend I came home like 2 days, and I get home at like about 1, and about 2:30 that cold air was hitting me in the house, and I just... Dozed out for an hour, then I get up and go do what I had to do, and it actually felt good. But I'd say my captain's tip of the week is relative to Neil's joke over here. Beat the heat, guys. Get out early, regardless of the tide. You need to be out fishing by 7:30, even 6 if you're not getting bait. Fish to like 12. Call it a day, man. Anything in the or if you're gonna fish afternoons, you need to fish late in the evenings, like late, like sundown type stuff. I know Travis has done well doing that on snapper and tarpon, but the problem with that is you just don't know what the weather's going to do. So it's a real toss-up, but...
I can tell you by noon, I'm already showered and at home.
Yeah.
I'm finishing trip.
Well,
10,
you're not getting bait. Right, so I'm leaving the dock at 6, having bait by 7:30, fishing, catching a bunch of fish, and then after 12, every day after 12:30, no matter what the tide's doing, the bite just goes... Done. It's like you'll catch a few fish, but it just goes from easy to challenging. So that's the captain's tip. Get out there, get started early.
You didn't say anything. You didn't say anything about my new phone.
I even noticed you got one.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought you changed the case.
No, it's a new phone.
Really?
It's the first. I cracked the. That's not
I
the
see
phone
that.
That's cracked, but that cover that's on it. I cracked it in 3 spots, and I've only had the phone in a month. I've never cracked a screen on one of these.
You're getting abusive in your old age.
I don't know what it is. That one I scratched with a screwdriver, and that one was a bad move on my part. The other two dings, I don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened.
No.
Could have been bar related.
But I got a haircut, too. You didn't say anything about my haircut.
Well.
I went with my 1985 haircut, and you didn't say anything.
I thought it was good. I haven't seen you. I didn't know if it was new or old. I haven't seen you in a month.
It's about a week old.
The one thing we were talking between the break, Neil. ICAST, I was telling you some stuff. St. Croix has come out with a new Avid series. And it's relatively new. Check the rod out. It was pretty cool.
Did they say anything to you about my issues with the new Avids?
No. Have you had some issues?
Rust.
Really?
They're going to have anyone who bought these things in the last year, if they were assembled the same way mine are, the rust is happening underneath the glue.
Wow.
Called flex coat, and so underneath the hook keeper and underneath the top 3 guides, there's discoloration from the oxidation. I don't know if they used the wrong guides or they just didn't use enough flex coat, but this was happening to my rods 3 weeks after I started using them. So, and I've got a guy that can rebuild them, but I'm sure they're going to have other people that have these rods that are going to be like, what the heck? That's a $240 rod. Why is it rusting?
Well, they look pretty cool. I see them. The blanks look real nice. I like the color change.
I made them aware of it, so probably it's going to be an isolated problem to the people that got them in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
They didn't know anything about it till I said something. But
Well, we use them every day, and they actually like that feedback. So, But the new Avids look pretty good. It sucks that you're having problems. I haven't actually ordered any. I got the old ones, but there was a lot of good stuff there. It's a lot. Well, you've been with me. It's a lot to take in on a day or two there. I mean, you bounce around. One thing I was kind of taken back was, how many clothing lines can you have and all make money? It's crazy. That hook, they've got some pretty cool stuff, but man, they had a booth that was huge. I don't know who backs them or what company owns them, but
I don't know.
They're spending a lot of money. Of course, Columbia was there. There's just so that, you know, there's a lot of sunglasses. What, sunglasses? I stopped by Smith, seen Sean over at Smith. They're doing well. And there's just a lot of good stuff. A lot of new bass stuff out there. They had this Pro Clip.
A bass?
Exactly. That's what I said. They had a lot of stuff, new bass line of rods with it. Not Phoenix, but Ambassador maybe or something. Actually pretty nice. Super light. But it's like, how many rod companies can there be in clothing lines? And they all have something new that's better than the other. I'm like, it's just clothes and rods.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't reinvent the wheel. I think that's the problem in the industry is everybody wants to have this next idea, great idea. I'll use Power Pole as a great example because they did have the next great idea. But everybody wants to be the Power Pole, but they don't have something that's new and great. It's somebody's already reinvented it. They just changed something, you know, 10%.
R&D is research and development in the rest of the world. Do you know what it is in the fishing world?
I don't even want to know.
Replicate and duplicate.
I mean, it really is like somebody, well, check this out. I'm like, well, I just seen that down in the booth two years ago, and it looks the same. Well, no, we do this and that. And I'm like, okay. But, I did see something interesting, and it was give the company some airtime credit just because I thought it was pretty neat. It's a NavPro. And what it was, Neil, is it was a they got GPS trolling motors now, and you got the people, there's plenty of people out there that have older trolling motors without GPS. This was actually a unit that you put on the trolling motor, and it plugs into the trolling motor and then converts it over to GPS, and it runs off the app on your phone. So you can turn to your trolling motor.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It was actually a decent idea because if you have, and it was retail like, I think, five something. It wasn't outrageously expensive, but I thought that was a pretty cool option that they came out with. But to me, that's only going to last for so long because eventually everybody's going to have the new trolling motors. Minn Kota released a new updated version of their crappy GPS technology, which is just not even good. Hopefully they got it halfway decent now. But pretty much I think that was about it. That was about it for iCast. It was a good show, though. It was a great time going there. Me and Travis had a good time. Missed you, Neil, but I'm sure you were at the pub eating pizza.
I was, and Paul Bristow and I covered the radio show.
Yeah, we appreciate you covering us, man.
We got that done. That's a good show. We'll get that. We have that podcast up for you guys to listen to. And I had plenty of trips too, so I was better off staying here because I did trips.
We lose that particular week is busy for everyone.
Yeah.
I lost 2 days of charters, and I just chalked it up. I like going to the ICAST. I like seeing the new products. I like talking to some of the people we currently deal with. Is it a must? No. Does it cost me money? Yes. I'm okay with it. It worked out this year, and it was a good time. And there's always something productive. I got a few more companies that we possibly might be advertisers on the show. So, anyhow, guys, it's been a great show. We got a minute left.
I'm going to let you guys cover it next week. I'm going to be on vacation.
You take a break, man.
So I will give a fishing report from the Panhandle when I get back the following week.
I'll be on a short vacation in September, and I might take a little one in August that won't affect the radio program. But I guess I'll just be here for the whole full thing. Well, guys, don't forget, again, our podcast, huge, online. You can get us in your car, at your computer, anywhere there's internet signal. Podomatic.com on your phone. Or captainmel.com. Go to the forums page. The podcasts are there. Don't forget, facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Go on there, like our page, and we also got it on iTunes now. So until next week, go catch some fish. Don't go in front of Neil's line or in front of his kayak. And tight lines. We'll see you guys next week.
Across the field where the creek turns bad by the old stumble road.